The real reason teams lose motivation, and the fix. Motivation is the invisible force that drives teams to achieve extraordinary results. When it's present, teams collaborate effortlessly, overcome obstacles, and consistently deliver high-quality work. But when motivation fades, as it inevitably does in most teams at some point, productivity plummets, creativity stalls, and a sense of disengagement spreads like a virus. Despite its critical importance, team motivation remains one of the most misunderstood and mismanaged aspects of leadership. Many leaders attempt to address motivation issues with surface-level solutions, more team-building activities, better perks, or inspirational speeches. But these approaches often fail because they don't address the real reasons teams lose motivation. According to research on team motivation factors, the most common motivational tactics focus on extrinsic rewards rather than the deeper psychological drivers that truly engage people. This disconnect between what leaders implement and what team members actually need creates a persistent motivation gap that undermines organizational performance and individual well-being. The good news is that by understanding the true root causes of motivation loss, leaders can implement targeted strategies that not only restore but sustainably maintain team engagement and drive. In this article, we'll explore why even high-performing teams eventually lose their momentum, identify the underlying psychological mechanisms at work, and provide evidence-based strategies that address the real core of motivation issues. More importantly, we'll reveal the single most powerful factor that either energizes or depletes team motivation, one that most leadership approaches completely overlook. Why even your best teams eventually lose their drive. Even the most enthusiastic, talented teams can find themselves stuck in a motivation rut. What makes this particularly puzzling is that it often happens without obvious external triggers. The team composition hasn't changed, the work remains similar, and the organization's overall direction is consistent, yet something fundamental has shifted in how team members feel about their work. Studies examining why even top-performing employees lose motivation point to several key factors that gradually erode team engagement. These include the absence of progress recognition, disconnection from meaningful impact, lack of autonomy, and the perception that their contributions aren't valued. What's striking is that these factors often operate below the radar, with team members themselves struggling to articulate exactly why their enthusiasm has waned. This gradual erosion of motivation typically follows a predictable pattern. Initially, team members experience enthusiasm about possibilities and the team's potential. This is followed by a period of steady engagement as routines develop and early wins accumulate. Eventually, however, most teams hit an inflection point where momentum slows, skepticism creeps in, and engagement begins to decline. Without intervention, this can lead to what psychologists call a motivation estate, where team members go through the motions but have lost their internal drive to excel or innovate. The warning signs your team is losing its motivation. Before diving into solutions, it's crucial to recognize the early warning signals of team demotivation. By the time obvious symptoms like missed deadlines or open complaints emerge, motivation issues have typically been festering for months. The earlier you can identify and address these warning signs, the more successful your intervention will be. Subtle signs of motivational decline. Declining voluntary participation. Team members stop contributing beyond what's explicitly required. Meeting behavior shifts. Less engagement, fewer questions, minimal discussion. Reduced collaboration. Team members work in isolation rather than seeking input. Communication changes. Decrease in spontaneous sharing of ideas and information. Resistance to new initiatives. Subtle pushback or passive acceptance rather than enthusiasm. Quality satisfaction. Work meets minimum requirements but lacks extra effort and innovation. Research on why team performance lags shows these behavioral shifts often precede more visible performance issues by weeks or months. The challenge for leaders is that these signals are easily attributed to other causes: team members being busy, temporary project challenges, or external pressures. However, recognizing these patterns as potential motivation issues allows for earlier and more effective intervention. Particularly telling is what happens during unstructured team time. In motivated teams, informal conversations often center around work ideas, improvements, and possibilities. As motivation declines, these conversations shift toward complaints, non-work topics, or simply disappear as team members disengage. This shift in the team's conversational focus provides a powerful diagnostic for motivation levels. The real root cause: why teams actually lose motivation. Behind the various symptoms and contributing factors lies a more fundamental issue that explains why teams lose their drive. While most leadership approaches focus on environmental factors or incentives, research consistently points to a deeper psychological mechanism: the loss of meaningful connection. This loss occurs across three critical dimensions. 1. Disconnection from purpose. When team members lose sight of how their work contributes to something meaningful, motivation inevitably suffers. This isn't just about having a company mission statement, it's about each person understanding how their specific contributions create value and impact. Studies examining why professionals lose motivation consistently identify purpose disconnection as a primary factor. Over time, the daily grind of tasks and deliverables can obscure the bigger picture, causing team members to feel like they're just going through motions without meaningful purpose. This purpose disconnection is particularly damaging because it undermines intrinsic motivation, the most powerful and sustainable form of drive. 2. Disconnection from progress. Humans are hardwired to seek progress. When teams lose visibility into how they're moving forward, motivation quickly erodes. This explains why long projects without clear milestones or feedback loops often suffer from declining engagement over time. The progress principle, established through extensive workplace research, demonstrates that even small, visible wins significantly boost motivation. Conversely, when progress becomes invisible or feels stalled, team members experience a disproportionate negative impact on their drive. This happens because our brains interpret lack of progress as a signal to conserve energy and redirect attention, an evolutionary response that undermines sustained motivation. 3. Disconnection from people. Perhaps the most overlooked aspect of team motivation is the relational dimension. As analyses of team motivation factors reveal, the quality of human connection within a team profoundly impacts engagement levels. When team members feel genuine connection with leaders and colleagues, motivation remains resilient even during challenging times. This human connection operates through several mechanisms. First, it satisfies our fundamental need for belonging and social validation. Second, it creates psychological safety that enables risk-taking and creativity. Finally, it establishes mutual accountability that makes letting down the team emotionally costly. As these connections weaken, whether through remote work, leadership changes, or simple neglect, motivation inevitably suffers. Understanding these 3 dimensions of disconnection reveals why common motivation approaches often fail. Free lunches, company outings, or motivational speeches can't address these deeper psychological needs for meaningful connection. Instead, sustainable motivation requires deliberately rebuilding these connections to purpose, progress, and people. The communication gap: how leaders unintentionally demotivate teams. While various factors contribute to team demotivation, one leadership behavior stands out for its particularly damaging impact: ineffective communication. Research consistently shows that how leaders communicate or fail to communicate plays a decisive role in either nurturing or undermining team motivation. Many well-intentioned leaders inadvertently sabotage team motivation through communication missteps. One common error is using demotivating language patterns that undermine confidence and enthusiasm. As highlighted in an analysis of what great communicators avoid saying, phrases that signal doubt, limit possibilities, or focus exclusively on problems can rapidly drain team energy and commitment. Another critical communication failure involves how leaders convey the team's vision and purpose. When the organizational mission remains abstract or disconnected from daily work, team members struggle to find meaning in their efforts. Leaders who excel at communicating vision in ways that inspire belief consistently maintain higher team motivation by making purpose tangible and personally relevant. Perhaps most damaging is when leaders fail to establish trust through their communication patterns. Trust forms the foundation for sustained motivation, yet many leaders undermine it through inconsistent messaging, lack of transparency, or failure to follow through on commitments. Examining the communication habits that build loyalty reveals that predictable, honest, and inclusive communication creates the psychological safety necessary for sustained motivation. The motivation reset: practical solutions that actually work. Having identified the real reasons teams lose motivation, disconnection from purpose, progress, and people, we can now explore evidence-based strategies to restore team drive. These approaches directly address the fundamental psychological needs that fuel sustainable motivation. 1. Reconnect with purpose through meaningful impact. To combat purpose disconnection, leaders must consistently link daily work to meaningful impact. This goes beyond merely restating the organizational mission. It requires actively demonstrating how specific team efforts create value and make a difference. Effective purpose reconnection strategies include impact storytelling, regularly sharing specific examples of how the team's work has positively affected customers, colleagues, or communities. Purpose reviews, including purpose alignment as a formal component of project evaluations and team discussions. Direct exposure, creating opportunities for team members to directly interact with those who benefit from their work. Values-based recognition, acknowledging efforts that specifically advance the team's core purpose and values. Leaders who excel at communicating like leaders rather than bosses understand that connecting work to purpose isn't a one-time exercise but an ongoing leadership practice that reinforces why the team's work matters. 2. Make progress visible and celebrate momentum. To address the demotivating effect of progress invisibility, leaders must establish systems that consistently highlight movement forward. This involves creating appropriate measurement frameworks and regular reflection practices. Effective progress reconnection approaches include progress visualization using visual management tools that make movement toward goals immediately apparent. Milestone architecture breaking longer initiatives into meaningful achievement points that allow for regular wins. Learning celebrations acknowledging valuable insights and growth even when outcomes fall short of targets. Progress rituals establishing regular team practices that highlight movement and accomplishment. Particularly powerful is the practice of small wins recognition, deliberately identifying and acknowledging incremental progress that might otherwise go unnoticed. Research shows that recognizing these small steps forward has a disproportionate positive impact on motivation compared to focusing exclusively on major achievements. 3. Rebuild human connection within the team. The third dimension of motivation, connection to people, requires deliberate attention to relationship quality within the team. This goes beyond social events to creating conditions for genuine trust and mutual support. Effective people reconnection strategies include psychological safety practices, actively modeling and encouraging vulnerability, question asking, and appropriate risk taking. Meaningful one-on-ones, conducting regular individual conversations focused on development and support rather than just status updates. Collaborative problem solving, creating opportunities for team members to work together on challenges that require diverse perspectives. Recognition practices, implementing specific routines that acknowledge individual contributions and team collaboration. Perhaps most important is how leaders approach team discussions. Leaders who are skilled at asking questions that change minds create an environment where team members feel intellectually engaged and personally valued, two powerful motivational drivers. Implementing the motivation reset, a leadership roadmap. Knowing what drives motivation is one thing, successfully implementing these insights is another challenge entirely. The following roadmap provides a structured approach to revitalizing team motivation by systematically addressing the three dimensions of connection. Phase 1, Honest Assessment, Weeks 1 to 2. Before implementing solutions, leaders must accurately diagnose the current motivation state and specific disconnection patterns within their team. Motivation mapping, conduct individual conversations to understand each team member's current drivers and demotivators. Connection audit, assess the current state of purpose clarity, progress visibility, and relationship quality. Pattern identification, look for common themes across team feedback to identify priority areas. This assessment phase is critical because motivation interventions must be tailored to specific team needs rather than applied as generic solutions. The most common implementation mistake is rushing to solutions before fully understanding the unique motivation dynamics within your team. Phase 2, Targeted Intervention, Weeks 3 to 6. Based on assessment findings, implement specific interventions that address your team's primary disconnection points. For purpose disconnection, conduct purpose clarity workshops, revise how you communicate about team goals, and create direct exposure to impact. For progress disconnection, implement visual management systems, restructure milestones, and establish progress review rituals. For people disconnection, focus on psychological safety practices, improve meeting quality, and create collaborative problem-solving opportunities. The key to successful intervention is focus addressing the most critical disconnection first rather than trying to fix everything simultaneously. This focused approach creates momentum that makes subsequent changes easier. Phase 3, Sustainable Systems, Weeks 7 plus. To maintain motivation over time, leaders must move beyond one-time interventions to establish ongoing systems and practices. Communication routines, regular practices that reinforce purpose, highlight progress, and strengthen relationships. Leadership habits, daily leadership behaviors that consistently support motivation rather than undermine it. Team agreements, explicit norms for how the team will maintain connection and address early signs of disconnection. Measurement approach, ongoing assessment of motivation indicators to catch issues before they become problems. The sustainability phase is where most motivation initiatives fail. Initial enthusiasm gives way to old patterns as leaders shift attention to new priorities. Preventing this relapse requires integrating motivation practices into the team's regular operating rhythm rather than treating them as special initiatives. The leader's role, becoming a motivation catalyst. Successfully implementing these motivation strategies requires leaders to shift their self-concept from motivation manager to connection catalyst. This shift involves developing specific mindsets and capabilities. One from motivational speaker to meaning maker. Rather than trying to pump up the team with inspirational talks, effective leaders help team members find their own meaning in the work. This involves regularly asking questions that prompt reflection on purpose and impact, such as: how do you see your work making a difference to our customers? What part of our mission feels most meaningful to you personally? When have you felt most proud of our team's impact? By facilitating meaning-making rather than dictating it, leaders activate intrinsic motivation that sustains itself without constant external reinforcement. 2. From Progress Monitor to Progress Illuminator. Instead of simply tracking metrics, motivation catalysts make progress visible and meaningful. This involves developing the ability to identify and highlight movement that matters even when it's subtle or partial. Effective progress illumination includes noticing and naming specific advances that might otherwise go unrecognized, contextualizing setbacks within a larger pattern of progress, helping team members recognize their own growth and development, creating moments to reflect on distance traveled rather than just distance remaining. 3. From Relationship Manager to Connection Cultivator. Rather than managing relationships in a transactional way, motivation catalysts create conditions for authentic connection. This involves modeling appropriate vulnerability, creating psychological safety, and demonstrating genuine interest in team members as whole people. Connection cultivation practices include sharing your own challenges and learning moments, responding to mistakes with curiosity rather than judgment, taking time to understand individual aspirations and concerns, creating space for team members to connect with each other, not just with you. By developing these catalyst capabilities, leaders can create a motivation ecosystem that sustains itself rather than requiring constant intervention. Conclusion: team motivation isn't a mysterious force that comes and goes unpredictably. It follows clear psychological patterns centered around our fundamental need for meaningful connection to purpose, to progress, and to people. When these connections weaken, motivation inevitably suffers. When they strengthen, motivation naturally flourishes. The key insight for leaders is that motivation isn't something you directly manage, it's something you enable by addressing these deeper connection needs. The most successful teams aren't those with the most charismatic leaders or generous incentives, they're teams where members feel genuinely connected to meaningful work, visible progress, and supportive relationships. By focusing on these fundamental drivers, leaders can create not just temporary motivation spikes but sustainable engagement that withstands challenges and fuels long-term performance. In a business environment where team capability often makes the difference between success and failure, this motivation advantage becomes a crucial competitive edge. The motivation reset isn't a quick fix or a one-time initiative, it's a fundamental shift in how we think about and nurture team energy. But for leaders willing to make this shift, the rewards are substantial: teams that bring their full creativity, commitment, and capability to every challenge they face.